In today's video and podcast, I want to talk to you about those small islands called Eastern Australia, better known as New Zealand to most people. I've got a funny story to tell you and also how that relates to forex trading and how it can really help you. So let me tell you more right now. Hi, Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 29th of November. And that's right, I want to talk about New Zealand. Some people think of it as Eastern Australia and how that can affect your trading. A bit of a funny story, hear me out and I'll explain more right now. Well, I was on a flight last week between Honolulu and Kauai. And I was sat next to a gentleman from Texas and he said, are you from Australia? And I said, no, I'm from New Zealand. And he goes, I've been there years ago to Perth. And I said, no, that's a long way away. That's a different place. It's in Australia. I'm in New Zealand. And then we carried on talking and a little bit later he said, you've got those terrible forest fires in Sydney. And I said, no, that's in Australia. It's a different country. I'm in New Zealand, 3.5 hour flight away. And it got me thinking, because this guy was sure that Australia and New Zealand was all the same thing. And, you know, in his mind, it was. And I kept saying, no, Australia. So I kept saying, no, I'm in New Zealand. He kept saying, well, that's Australia. Two completely different places. So how does it relate to trading? Well, quite a number of ways, really. When you think about it, you know, we become sort of thinking along the same lines all the time, what you read, what you hear. And a lot of people come to me and they say, Andrew, you know, I've done this and this in my trading and I'm really experienced and I've been trading for a long time, but I'm still not making any money. And when you like analyze that a little bit more detail, you realize that what they think they know is not probably as much as, you know, what they think they know. And it's to say that everybody can learn and you can never stop learning in this market. You know, and I'll give you an example for myself. Just last night, my time, I took two trades on the 1 minute charts on a live webinar in front of clients. They both worked fantastically well. One made about a 1.7 risk to reward. The other, I think, was about a 1.3 or 1.4, but both worked really well. Now, if you'd have said to me or spoke to me about a year ago and said, Andrew, do you trade 1 minute charts? I would have said, no, never. Don't be so stupid. I don't go anywhere near that short time frame. But when we were looking, there were some really good pullbacks and the 1 minute charts had some really nice bounce levels. Took the trades, both worked, as I said. So everybody has to learn different approaches and to learn to adapt if it suits you. Likewise, I've got a lot of people that have come to me and said, look, Andrew, I've been trading, scalping the market or trading news, whatever it might be, but I'm still not successful. Can you help me? And after a while, when they've taken my course, they'll go, hey, Andrew, I really do like those 4 hour charts or those daily charts or weekly charts or whatever it is. So some people go from being very, very short time frame and thinking they know everything about trading because they trade 5 minute charts or 15 minute charts. But in reality, there's a lot that they don't know, but it's not until they change do they realize that. And you bring it back to the guy I was sitting next to on the plane. He thought he knew the whole geography of the world and, you know, Australia, New Zealand. Well, it's the same thing. I've been to Perth, therefore I've been to New Zealand. It's about 8 hours away on a plane. It's completely different. And exactly the same you can relate to Forex. So it comes down to just constantly learning, educating yourself all the time if you want to succeed the best you can within this industry. I've got some fantastic trades I've had this week, especially on those 4 hour charts. And I've got three behind me here, five trades, and three of them I had green lights on when I started this recording. So there's three more about to hit full profit as well. So it's just been a really good week. Of course, I've had Thanksgiving in the States yesterday and Black Friday today. So a little bit quieter with the US dollar itself. But overall, it's just been a really nice week for trading for me, the longer time frames. And then last night on the webinars, down to the 1 minute charts. Also took a couple 5 minute charts, an hour chart trade live on that webinar as well. So that's it for this week. A little bit of a different approach to the video and podcast and a little bit of how it related to a true story. You know, I've got to say that that plane flight, it just made me chuckle how, you know, how someone living in one part of the world and they get very sort of, you know a lot about that part of the world, but not about other parts of the world. And I thought, well, how can I relate that story to forex trading? Hope you've enjoyed the story and hope you can also expand your forex knowledge and also look at other ways to trade if you need to, other time frames, etc. So I'm here to help if you need any assistance with that. If you need a good strategy that works across multiple time frames, let me know. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Thanks for watching and for listening. And I look forward to talking to you this time next week when I'll be down the South Island in beautiful Queenstown. So I look forward to talking to you from Queenstown next week. Bye for now.